Well, what is making that light work? What's in it?
There's a bulb in there.
Okay, so. And your mother might carry, after she washed your clothes and everything, she's going to hang them up on the line, she might carry them in what?
You mean how she'd carry them?
Uh-huh.
In a basket.
Okay, that's what I want. Well, what would you call something smaller than a barrel that you might get mail shipped in?
Keg.
Okay. And what about something that you would use to stop up a bottle with?
Call it a cork.
Okay, that's what I want. What about that little musical instrument that children would like to play on? It had reeds that you blow on?
Harp.
Okay. And how about that one that you held between your teeth and plucked it?
That was a jew's harp.
Okay. And you drive nails with a
hammer.
Okay. And on a wagon, if they had two horses, the thing that came out between the horses would be the what?
Wagon tongue.
Okay. And then on a buggy, you back him in between the horse in between the what before you hitch him up?
Back him up? You mean the horse?
You're going to hitch up your horse, you back him in, you know, next to the buggy in between the what?
The tongue, or you... And, well, I had to depend, you see, if they have one horse wagon, they're back in what's called between the shaves.
Okay.
And the two horse wagon, they're with the side of the tongue.
I see. Oh, okay. Well, what would you call that outside part of a wheel?
The rim.
Okay.
Well, the tar was outside.
Okay.
It went on the rim.
I see. Okay. You'd have a wooden tire on the outside, is that
right? No, it would be an iron on the outside.
And then a wooden rim.
Then a wooden rim with the spokes in it, and the spokes went to the hub.
I see. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I wanted. Well, what is that thing on the buggy, the things the traces come back to and they hook onto?
Swing tree.
Okay. And on a wagon with two horses where each one has a swingle tree, they hook onto a what? What do you call it then?
You mean what the swingle tree hooks on?
Uh-huh.
Let me see. I'd be dogged if I remember just what they did call them now.
Well, I have heard people call it a... either an evener or a double tree?
Double tree, mostly.
Okay. If a man is going to carry some wood in a wagon somewhere, you say he's going to do what?
Haul some wood.
That's what I want. And maybe there was a log across the road, you'd be telling someone, well, I tied a rope to it and I, what, it off the road?
Snake it off.
Okay. Or anything else you might say there?
Well, you see, did it say snake it off or drag it off or roll it out of the way?
Okay, okay. So would you say, the one I was looking for is either dragged it or drug it off?
Yeah.
Which would you say there?
Drug it off.
Then, when you're getting your field ready to plant, you have to do what to it?
You mean you have it ready to plant?
Mm-hmm.
You have to lay off your rows first thing.
Okay.
And then drop your seed and cover.
Okay, well, to lay off your rows, you do what?
You mean how they laid them off? With a plow stalk.
Okay. And then after you plow it,